I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I walked out of the studio a few minutes ago and said, Sue, if I'm not back, start the show. Start the 4 p.m. hour. You almost had to do that,
yeah,
actually, didn't
really
you?
Really did. Fred and I were looking at each other.
Speaking of Fred, we do have the Hall of Famer in here now.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
That's right. That is right. I was going to do a little promo here. We got Chris Smith coming up, my friend, who has some news to share. We'll do that in a second. But let's talk about the birthday party, if you will. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. The 25th anniversary party for 97.1 FM Talk. We have VIP tickets that are available. They're pretty cheap. They're $30. Or if you want to come for free, we just have to have you RSVP. So this is coming up on the 23rd of October in just a couple of weeks at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. There are indoor and outdoor opportunities to sit. We'll do our show from out there.
All right.
Starting at 3 o'clock. I'm told that the show will be somewhat hijacked midstream because we're going to feature a lot of folks, you know, that are connected to the birthday. So again, VIP tickets, $30. That includes two drinks, cigar cutter, appetizers, and a Sue Thomas autographed 8x10.
What?
That's what I'm told.
That's
says
not
it right here.
They don't exist.
I'm just telling you what the promotions department said. The sponsors, Rhino Shield, U.S. Men's Medical Center, Lore Wine and Spirits, Old Dominic Distillery, and Rayburn Wine. So we would love to see you on the 23rd. If you go to our website right now, 971fmtalk.com, you can find out more and get signed up. And I have no doubt that we're going to have a great turnout. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And that's just now it's less than 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from last night. My friend Chris Smith is back with us to promote a couple of things this afternoon. You may have seen his story on 48 Hours called Fatal First Date. I've been sharing this story for many years because Chris and I were friends. He was shot 4 years ago the night before Thanksgiving. He survived. The woman he was with did not. She was murdered by a guy who's now going to spend the rest of his life in prison. Chris wrote a book about this called My Fatal First Date, a true life story of survival, tragedy, inspiration, triumph, and faith. Hello, Chris. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, brother. How you doing? Long time no talk. It's like the only time I get to talk to you is if I could get on air with you now.
He texts me about every hour, and then he calls me when I'm in the middle of stuff. And I have a 10-year-old girl, and her mom's out of town, and that's why I can't pick up every phone call from you. But you have a lot of very exciting things going on in your life, because you wrote this book and, you know, you were featured on 48 Hours, and I really have had very little to do with what you've been able to accomplish, you know, outside of 48 Hours, because you got interest now from different, I don't know if it's networks or possibly turning this into a longer movie or a series. Tell us about what's going on with some of the opportunities.
Okay, well, the O2 Network has done the presentation to the network executives. Well, the producer from the O2 Network has done their presentations to the network execs, and they're waiting for the green light on a non-scripted eight-one-hour series on my story.
Okay.
And then I got an email 2 days ago from a producer out of an Australian and UK television station, which is UK5, and they're doing a 10-part series on the dangers of internet online dating and stalking and things like that, and they want to feature my story in that as well.
Okay.
Wow.
And as I told you last night, so my mother, you know how Sharon is. So
I
she's
do.
On a flight heading to Mexico, her and Paul on vacation 2 weeks ago. So she starts talking to this lady. Well, comes to find out, she's a freaking movie producer and an actress and a writer. And I talked to her last night for about a half hour, 45 minutes, and she is going to write my story into a script. And she has ties with Warner Brothers Studios, and she is confident that she can get this turned into either a big screen movie or either streaming on Netflix.
Wow.
See, those kind of things, when your mom may have been, she's going to be given executive producer credit on that if it happens. But that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't get the details on that. But wouldn't that, I mean, don't you have to pick one or the other? Would it be the O2 Network stuff or this, or can they do both?
No. That was my main question. I said, am I not going to oversaturate the market? She's like, oh, God, no, Chris. She said, you get your story out to everybody, because I mean, a movie is different than an interview, because basically all you're doing when you're doing these series, these non-scripted series, they're basically just, you know, like in-depth, detailed interviews.
Right.
And she said, once I'm done writing a movie script, I mean, there'll be stuff that I'll probably want to cut out of it, whatnot. I said, oh, you mean the thing about Mark, me, and Trump?
Hey, if that does, I'm already thinking about who's going to play me in the movie. If that doesn't make the cut, I'm protesting it. I will lead a boycott of this project if I'm not part of this movie.
You're going to love me, because she asked me, well, who do you want to play yourself? And I said, well, let me think about it for a second. I said, how about Dean Cain? So she starts looking. I don't know if she's looking at files or whatever. And she's like, well, you know, that would be great. But the thing is, she just got hired as an ICE
agent.
I went, oh, shoot, that's right.
And plus, by the way, he looks nothing like you. Sometimes you try to get actors that look a little similar physically.
Zac Efron is available. Boom.
Yeah. That's a good one. Wait, let me play. Say that again. Say that again.
Zac Efron is available. Whatever, dude. Whatever. Okay, maybe 4 hours shot, I look like him. He looked like me, but I know now I don't. But, you know, whatever. Hey, I think I saw you.
I'd say Glenn Powell. I'm going to say Glenn Powell. I'm watching him in a show right now. I think Glenn Powell would make a very good Chris Smith. I'm being serious, too. I think he could pull
it off. I don't know who he is. I'll have to look him up. Yeah, shoot me a text with his info.
All right, but you also have some music stuff going on, right? I know you're in Cottleville tonight, aren't you?
Yes, we are playing at the Cottleville Wine Cellars, and it's the debut of my solo career. Woo-woo. So, yeah, basically I got offered a distribution deal. My new lead guitar player is kind of a marketing and business guru. He is a doctor and a professor at two prestigious colleges here in the area. And he is dead set on getting me branded, and he's kind of a drill sergeant as far as, you know, what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. So he has ties with Sony Music. And long story short, Mark, I got offered a distribution deal. Say that really fast, five times with one jaw muscle. So, but yeah, we're playing tonight from 6 to 10 at Cottleville Wine Cellars. We have an opening act. They go by the name of Mink. So Lenny Mink, and to the Lenny Mink Experience. And then I play from 7 to 8, and then Dr. Guy and his Shredder Blues Band, who's my backup band, will be closing the show from 8 to 10. So you get three bands, no cover charge, all ages till 9 p.m. So come on out, folks. It'd be a great evening for an outdoor venue music.
for those people who don't know Chris's story, he was shot the night before Thanksgiving 4 years ago. He ends up in a coma, many surgeries, lots of brain damage. You still have a bullet fragment in your brain. You were told you're never going to walk again. You've made such strides when it comes. That's part of your story. I mean, it's not just getting shot and laying on the floor in your kitchen, bleeding out with your dog there. It's the recovery and the tenacity that you've had since then. You're even a keynote speaker coming up in a couple of weeks at the Brain Injury Association of America conference, right?
Yes, I have to speak from 3 p.m. to 4:15, and I get to speak in front of all like doctors, researchers, you know, so it's going to be a great educational learning experience for everybody involved. So approximately 150 to 200 confirmed tickets already purchased for it. So it's going to be, it's going to kick up my speaking gig. And as I texted you a couple weeks ago, I ran into Brian Stahl, the Singles Battlehawks, and he's talking to Coach Anthony Beck about getting me there to speak with the team before the season kicks off. Maybe we'll bring home that XFL championship to St. Louis.
I thought that whole thing was going to dry up and go away. It's not. Is it going to last?
Hey, better than the NFL in a lot of
you are so yeah. You are brain damaged. Let me tell you, saying it's better than
the
NFL.
Who's the bunny playing? Who's the bunny playing at the halftime show?
Bad
who?
Bunny. Yes, yes.
Who the hell?
But
who the heck
I don't care about the music. I care about the quality of the product on the field. My goodness. This is why I don't call him back, because we just argue about stuff like that. All right, dude, hey, have fun tonight. And that's very cool to hear the story about who your mom, you know, ran into. That's really, really awesome.
She talked to the right person at the right time. Go figure.
Well, sometimes that's what it takes. You know,
it really is.
That could be one of the most fortuitous things that's happened. So we'll see where that
takes. Oh, my gosh, Glenn Powell would be perfect.
I told you.
Yes.
Okay, Sue, I'll take your advice and look it up.
Yeah, I totally.
Dude,
Chris,
he's buff. He can pull it off.
Yeah, you kind of look like him. All right. He's right.
Okay. I get a cut of that casting decision, too, if that happens.
Well, hey, Mark, just to let you know, I did tell Allison that we all have to play ourselves to keep our head low. All right? So
awesome. I appreciate it. Hey, have a great night tonight.
All right, thank you so much,
we'll
y'all. Hey, by the way, I want 2 VIP tickets to the anniversary party, too. So
all right, I'm going to work that out for you. Whatever. I got you covered
right,
on that.
Great.
All right, take care.
All right.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, we got the new Tay-Tay record came out today. This is not it, just to be clear, but we're going to talk a little music with Tim Sommer in the next hour. Look, I kind of like it. I've been listening to it earlier today.
It's happier.
It
she's
is a little
happier.
Yes. Yeah. And there's a couple of things on there. Like there's, I think there's one that's called Wishful Thinking that talks about being a mom and all this kind of stuff. So, ooh, maybe some messages there to Mr. Kelsey as well. But let's do this on a Friday afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
It's National Boyfriend Day. I don't imagine either of you two care.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Here's what it made me think of. What happens when Alexa Reardon starts dating? What kind of father will
Mark
Reardon
be? That's what firearms are for, Sue. Look, these kids, she's 10 years old, and some of these kids refer to their boyfriends already. It's ridiculous. Now, I'm a little confused by some of the things that happen with boyfriends. So, you know, our friend Hannah, who works over at Y98, right?
Yes.
And she used to be one of the producers here at 97.1 FM Talk. And Hannah used to help out with Alexa, so I know her very well. And she has a new boyfriend. It was her birthday yesterday. I said, Hannah, happy birthday, but you're going to have to help me out because I see these pictures on social media. Her boyfriend's one of these dudes that has, like, that pencil mustache.
Yeah.
And Hannah's a very, very pretty girl.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the dude's not good looking, but the mustache thing is so confusing to me.
I don't like it.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I mean the trend and not her boyfriend.
Right.
It's not something maybe in 2 years we'll get it, or will it be gone by then?
A lot of young guys, like my niece has a boyfriend who's kind of sport. Look, there's a lot of, I'm surprised that one of my kids hasn't done it, quite honestly, because it seems to be the 20-somethings that are doing that. But, you know, it's just something I don't understand. I'm mystified by it.
I don't think it helps anybody.
I'm magical mystified by it because Benson Boone has one of those too, and he has a song called that. How about that, Fred? That
Fred,
was pretty good, huh?
Sons have the mustache, the small mustache?
No.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Shane has a beard.
Beard, that's all right.
My daughter would have corrected me. She said, Daddy, it's mystical magical. It's not magical mystical. I probably still got it wrong.
Get it right.
Like that. Yeah.
Get it right. On this day in history, I did this for Jane, but she's not here, yet I'm doing it anyway. 80 years ago today in 1945, 10-year-old Elvis Presley made his first public appearance. It was in a talent show at the Mississippi Alabama Dairy Show. He won 5th place. As a 10-year-old little Elvis, I'd kind of like to see a picture from that.
I would love to. I wonder if there's any video or anything.
I know.
Like
that. Yeah, probably 80 years ago in 1945.
You know, we've never really
something.
Had. This makes me think of this. We've never really had the definitive Elvis documentary, have we? Has anyone done like a really good Elvis documentary?
Okay. Not that I know
I'd
of.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, that'd be good. And on this day in history, 43 years ago. This is so bizarre to me. In 1982, a guy from Detroit named Scott Weiland ran the Detroit Marathon backwards. Now, he did it in 4 hours, 7 minutes, and 54 seconds. That's amazing. How in the world? An entire marathon backwards in 4 hours, 7 minutes.
That really is incredible.
Wow.
And I think you've talked about this before. I'm familiar with the story, but that's nuts.
Yes. Every time I see it, it freaks me out.
You think that's different muscles in your legs?
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know. Yeah. Well, yeah. Because like I've done workouts before where I've run backwards, like when I used to do that workout thing. So,
right.
Yeah. You're hitting different muscles for sure.
Don't
try it
wonder.
Tonight, Fred. Dude, walk Luna around the block running backwards and see how that goes. See what the neighbors say then.
I mean, did he have a mirror,
to see
what was behind him or in front of him? How do you do that?
You'd almost have to.
I mean, all right.
Yeah, really not. I mean, maybe the running backward not as impressive as not, you know, falling over onto somebody. But maybe he did.
Maybe he did. That's true. All right, this is an interesting story to me. Holiday Inn Express is testing a new scent-based alarm clock. Now, it works like a diffuser, so it releases the scent of your choice when the time comes to wake up. Now, they're trying out different options in different countries. In Australia and New Zealand, you can pick from options like coffee.
I was going to go right to coffee because I was trying to figure something else out.
Bacon? Oh, I might wake up to bacon. One. And blueberry muffin. And they say in Japan, you can choose a pear flavor. And in Thailand, it's mango. Now, it's not available in the U.S. yet. They're trying it out elsewhere. But the breakfast smells are not a tease. Then the hotels will offer free breakfast. So whatever they smell wakes you up, then you can eat it downstairs.
Oh.
I'm not sure I could wake up to it. Would that wake you up at exactly the right time? I mean, it would have to be like a poof.
Yeah, I don't know.
To really get it, you
it's
know?
It's a combo deal with the alarm going off, too.
Yeah, I don't. And you'd have to refill the little things to get it to stay. You know what I mean? It's another thing to take care of in the room.
So it had to be. It has to be a breakfast smell?
Well, that's their idea since it's morning. But mango, unless you want to go to Thailand, Fred, and wake up to mango, that would be fine. So I think that's good. That's Holiday Inn Express. Okay, here's the new thing. Some companies, when they go through resumes, have been so swamped with AI generation applications that hiring managers are looking for a way to separate the humans from the machines. And even if you are a human who used AI to do it, it's not great. They say about 20% of companies say they've considered a pay-to-apply system. Oh. So when someone turns a resume in, they can tell it's an actual person. I mean,
wow.
I didn't realize it was this out of control.
Wow.
The idea is that they might start requiring an application fee like colleges have, and they can reduce the clutter and filter the human-made resumes from the stacks of AI-generated ones.
Here's where I'm confused.
Yeah.
So the AI-generated ones, that's not a real person that is saying, create my resume. You're saying this is more like a bot?
Yeah. It sounds like it's a bot, and some people will use AI. So I guess that's not really legit either. You could use it to clean up your language,
right. But
I guess they're using it for more. What would a good resume look like? Create me one with this, and then they turn that in.
I have neither seen a resume or created a resume in 40 years,
I have no idea.
Me neither. Maybe 30 years. Not.
We should ask your boys, Fred, what the world is like. They could tell us.
Yeah.
You guys, I missed this story. Okay. You know, TLC, the band, was in town last weekend.
This is a cool story.
Did you like
that?
Have you heard it,
no,
Fred? So they're in town last weekend at Evolution Festival at Forest Park, right?
Yep.
And on Sunday, after the show, they're driving, and they drive by Broadway Oyster Bar, and they think, wait a minute.
Oh,
sorry, crowd.
I didn't like that, but it's a good story.
Somebody's covering Waterfalls. That's our song. So they... They put on the brakes.
So that's how they ended up in there.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know the backstory.
Yeah, so they're driving down. They start hearing it. They're like, dang, I think that's somebody singing Waterfalls. So they pull over and they're driving a van. I don't know if they're driving. And they get out and then someone starts filming them for, I guess, probably Instagram. And they go in and sure enough, there's a lady who's singing it in there. And her name is Tish Period. She's from St. Louis. She's performing it, and she's just mind-boggled when they walk in. And they come up and greet the crowd and tell her she's great, and she said, oh, I can't believe this is the most incredible thing that's ever happened.
That's a great story.
And she sings in front of them, and then they leave.
See,
and she gets pictures.
I didn't do enough work on that because I saw the headline. I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. And
yes.
I didn't know all the details of how they rolled up in there. That's interesting.
And you know what? That was actually in People magazine.
All
right,
well,
it
should make
on
some national.
It should make
national news.
It made national news, and I just thought that was really cool.
Hey, St. Louis making national news for something that's not embarrassing.
I know it. Okay, and have you heard of the fake actress Tilly Norwood? She's AI.
Yes, I've heard about this the last couple of days.
What is up with this? So there's a big uproar. She does not exist. She's looking to get representation from an actual Hollywood talent agency. Several people have spoken up against her, including Emily Blunt, and now the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, has to release a statement. And she said, I could never imagine in my lifetime we'd have to say this, but the union says, quote, we believe creativity is and should remain human-centered. We do not want AI actresses. What does the future hold? Well,
this is going to become more and more of an issue, right?
It
I mean,
is.
Even if they have, even, let's say they have Emily Blunt, who, by the way, is in the new movie with The Rock, and we'll have Paul weigh in on that. But let's say you have a cast of, you know, 30 people, but you're only going to hire 15 actors,
yes,
and you have the rest of them played by AI, right?
Oh, that's...
Well, the union will have something to say about that, for sure.
It certainly will. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. It's one-liner. The cartoon guy on the can of Pringles has a name. It's Julius Pringles. Fred loves those.
I do.
And that's like it for Sue's news.
Like a Pringle now and again. Haven't had one in a while.
Yum.
Yeah, there you go.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, see, there's a new movie that opens today called The Smashing Machine that features The Rock, and he looks like he's AI generated. Looks nothing like himself.
Yeah, probably looking at my eyes.
How'd that happen?
Well, have you ever heard of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the UFC?
That's the bloody thing they're trying to ban.
This guy is the best he has ever seen.
Do you hate each other when you fight?
Absolutely not.
There you go. The Rock in this one. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films weighing in from the city of Milwaukee, which will have a baseball game, I think, tomorrow night. How are you?
Crossing my fingers on that one. I'm doing well. It seems like, you know, very few good comes out of Milwaukee some of these days when Netflix just dropped a new Ed Gein docu-series after Dahmer and the Monster.
I mean, do you know who Ed Gein is?
I don't. I'm looking him up.
Serial killer.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Wisconsin has all the great serial killers, let me tell you.
Yes, Yes. So let's go talk about the Smashing Machine, though. He's not a serial killer, but it seems like it. Mark Kerr, one of the original MMA fighters, UFC fighters, he had a wrestling background, came, did a lot of this film is based in the pride fighting world. Now, for those that are old like myself, I remember promoting the pride fighting stuff back in 1997 through 2000. This was a competitor to UFC. They fought in both leagues, whoever paid him the most money. And Kerr was kind of one of those original guys. He was one of those guys who came in. He had a wrestling background, and he really stuck to what he did, and he did it really, really well, rose to the top of his ranks. But this is about more than his fighting career. This is about his personal life with Emily Blunt. Don't worry, it's not a sappy love story, but it does have some of those relationship points throughout, in the way that an athlete just like you, me, and the guy or woman down the road have issues. They have issues too. And Dwayne Johnson here is quite good, as is Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt doesn't get enough, I think, screen time in the film. It's really about Dwayne Johnson and his co-friend Mark Coleman's, who's played by Ryan Bader, who actually looks a little bit like Chris Smith when it comes to playing him. So there's another candidate for you. Look him up in the movie. But quite frankly, I had a good time with this movie. One of the Safdie brothers is behind it. This was off the top of my head. I'm drawing a blank now. This was Benny. They've done a million films that you've seen out there. I liked it. It's a little long in the tooth. It does feel long at times, but it's just a very good emotional movie for a fall day for those of you who are fighting fans.
So I have a friend in Cleveland who weighed in with this, because I was texting him last night about, you know, Cleveland lost that series to Detroit, and he was bummed about that. So I just kind of connected, and he said he was going to see this with his son last night. So I checked in with him today. He goes, not that great. A lot of narrative issues. If I didn't know much about the story beforehand, I would have been a little lost. Character development is poor, but Emily Blunt is hot, and there's a scene that utilizes a Springsteen song better than any movie I've ever seen. This is a friend who's a very big Springsteen fan like I am. We'll talk a little bit about some of the, you know, movie-related things to him in the next hour. So, not a rave review, but he said it's worth seeing. He said it was really well done overall. But, you know, he looks, so what's the deal with the way that he looks in this movie? Is it prosthetics, or what'd they do to him?
Yeah, it's a lot of prosthetics to make him look much more like Mark Kerr. In fact, at the end of the film, instead of after the credits, they have more during the credits, but the last scene in this film is actually the real Mark Kerr and what he looks like, what his, you know, it's that whole idea of most celebrities, you know, if you saw A-Rod walking down the street, you know that athlete. You would say hi. You know who it is. Mark Kerr was at the top of the world. I mean, he was traveling to Japan for super events, and yet nobody notices him as he walks through the grocery store in Arizona.
Wow, that is interesting. Hey, since only because I want you to talk about some of the new stuff, but I want to talk a little bit about Chad Powers, because we mentioned prosthetics, and I think you talked about Chad Powers last week. Glenn Powell stars as a college quarterback that just had a terrible ending to his career, and he's kind of living off the grid, but all of a sudden he has an opportunity for an open tryout for a college in Georgia, even though he's 10 years older, to be a quarterback. So because his father is a, you know, Hollywood prosthetic and makeup guy, he takes that with him, and he has a completely different look about him, and that's the hook of the story. And Paul, I think you indicated at the time, this is kind of semi-based, and Eli Manning is even an executive producer with his brother here. It's based on a reality show where Eli kind of did this, right?
Yeah, it's definitely based on that. I haven't had a chance to check out the actual series yet, but Eli's Undercover series, which I believe is up on Amazon Prime, or Prime Video, I should say, that one is the whole kind of idea for this, how somebody could come back, kind of fool everyone around them, and look like something totally different and somebody totally different, and kind of get into a tryout. And that's what happened.
So I'm going to tell you, I'm two episodes in, and I like it quite a bit. I like the second episode better. You know, the whole setup, you have to buy into the setup, right? But they do it very effectively. They bring this character in named Danny, who is someone who befriends Chad Powers, Glenn Powell's character, and sort of walks him through how he can develop a new persona for him. And that angle actually makes the whole thing work. It's very sharply written. There's some humor in here. I always like shows that have kind of humor that kind of cuts a little deeper than you might even think about the first time. And you think about the line, you're like, okay, that was pretty funny. There's all kinds of little pop culture references that work very well in this show. So I like it so far. And I only think there might be two episodes that are out. I think they're doing that like two at a time or something like that. You got anything else for this weekend?
I got to mention Good Boy because somebody in your audience reached out to me and said, are you going to talk about Good Boy with Mark and with Sue? And they mentioned both of you by name. So here's the story. It's a dog. It's a loyal dog. The dog's name is Indy. Now, this dog, unfortunately, for those of you out there that don't like horror movies, this dog is like the centerpiece of a horror movie where you can see what the dog thinks and sees when he's barking at things in the night that you don't see, and some incredible creatures come along, including a dog that warns him about the house his loyal owner is living in. It's a horror movie, but it's all from the dog's perspective. In fact, there's only one star here that you really care about, and that star's name is Indy, the dog. And rarely, if ever, have I gone into this, Mark. I want to read you Indy's description from the press notes. Indy is a middle-aged, 35-pound retriever who has no idea that he's a movie star. His favorite things are fetch, food, and his humans, Ben and Carrie, in that order. His special talents include finding tennis balls and staring deep into your soul the moment before you fill his dinner bowl. Good Boy is Indy's feature film debut following his breakout role in the short film of the same name. I love when they write a whole description for the career of Indy.
Well, it's a really good-looking dog, by the way.
Isn't it?
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So what's horror about it? I can't stand
it. It's all
horror.
Very dark. It's only about 75 minutes long. It's in theaters this weekend. It's very dark throughout, and it's the visions that Indy has. So we've been led to believe all along from all the movies that, you know, they have little parties and they have good times with their other pet friends.
Secret Life of Pets, right? That's what we learned from the cartoon dog movies.
Yes, and the Secret Life of Pets in particular. Yes, exactly.
This is the truth behind the scary barking. And the odd point is, honest to God, I can't make this up. The day after I saw this movie, my dog woke me up at about 12:34 in the morning. Barking viciously at something. I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Wow.
By the way, it's very jarring, you know, because I pulled this up when you mentioned the name of the movie. I pulled it up on IMDb, and I know that you just said 75 minutes. You rarely, if ever, see a runtime of a movie that says an hour and 12 minutes. That's what it says. So it's not even 75 minutes. That's really short. They should only charge you half, I think, if you go see that one in the theaters. There was something else that I was going to ask you about. I still haven't watched the Ethan Hawke show. That's on my list.
What's that one called?
We got a new movie, Play Dirty, over on Prime Video with Mark Wahlberg and Lakeith Stanfield. This is about a robbery. Robbery gone wrong.
Ooh, and I like robberies.
And I actually kind of got into this quite a bit. It starts with a bang, let's just say, and it goes somewhere else. Directed by Shane Black, which you've seen on some of the, I think it was Lethal Weapon 3 or 4, and a couple other more action comedy-related movies. It's not a bad movie at all. It premiered on Prime Video, I believe, as of the 1st. It's been out for a couple days. And there's Wayward is the new miniseries over on Netflix. A weird series is an understatement. Talked a little bit about it up on my site. I've watched all 8 episodes. Toni Collette in the lead role, someone I love to watch act. Yeah. I think she's great at being weird.
I agree. I mean, she's really good at that.
Muriel's Wedding. You ever see her? That was her first movie. Yep. You ever see Muriel's Wedding? That's an outstanding movie. By the way, to answer Sue's previous question, the aforementioned reference to Ethan Hawke, there's a show called The Lowdown, which is on Hulu, which looks kind of fun. And then, you know, Paul, I don't know if this is on your radar, but my friend Rick in Las Vegas sent me the trailer for this yesterday. It's called The Perfect Neighbor, and it's coming out in a couple weeks. It's a documentary on Netflix about this woman that just freaking tortures these families that live next to her, and they compile this movie, according to the trailer, and this won at least one award at Sundance this year, where it's all basically police body cam and dashboard camera. And the trailer is gripping. I mean gripping.
I have a secret for you. I have seen it. We will be talking about this by the 18th. We will be talking about this come awards time as well, Mark. This is one of the best documentaries I've seen this year.
It looks fantastic. Really? It's a little risky sometimes going by the trailer, but I mean, if I'll send you the trailer.
Okay.
Soon. In fact, here's what I'll do for the audience. I will put this on the X formerly Twitter if you want to see this trailer, because it will, you know, grab you. Now, well, I'll ask you later, because you can't talk about it. I know there's a lid on some of these things, but it does, to me, looks like one of the more compelling things that might come out here in the next few weeks. I also want to mention Soul on Fire. This is John O'Leary's story. Paul,
yes.
I don't know. I think you've talked about it a little bit. They had a red carpet last night, and if my friend Jeff Drew's listening, I want to know, because he's part of the producing team. He gave some money. Why the hell I wasn't invited to the red carpet? I've been invited to a couple of screenings of this movie, and I've yet to be able to see it. I really want to see it. It opens in a couple of weeks. You know, you have William H. Macy playing Jack Buck. It's a great, real story.
Yep.
It's a Hollywood feel-good story. So I know that it's on our radar here in St. Louis, and I hope that you get to see it soon, too, as well, Paul.
I'm looking forward to it. The story looks compelling, and it looks like a good time. One of those movies that, someone get me a screening link. Let's go. I'll watch it tonight.
Well, I'll talk to my friend, the King, that I just mentioned. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
CommonGuy.com, Mark.
Awesome. We'll talk next week. Well, Sue, I believe my tea time at Bell Reef today was 1:15, but I could not take advantage of that because you may have noticed I missed a little work this year, so
what?
I couldn't take today off. I'm going to try to get out in a few weeks, but Cusimano's there.
Oh,
was supposed
Frank.
To be playing with Frank today. I hope you're having a good round.
Yes, I don't know if you've heard the buzz back all the way at your radio station, but the gallery was really electric today as Jeff Drew just knocked in a 25-footer. He was looking for somebody to high-five like Bryson DeChambeau, but nobody was there. But nonetheless, it was a great putt.
You know, I've played with him enough to know that he can hit those long putts sometimes. It's kind of unbelievable, our mutual friend King Jeff Drew. So that's great. Is Tommy out there, Ackerman, with you too?
He is not. Okay. We're with a couple of other great guys, though.
Well, I wish I could have been there, and I'm going to try to get out with Jeff here in a few weeks, but where do you want to start here? I mean, there were a couple of crazy things. That football game last night was nuts at the end, wasn't it?
It was, and you know, Sean McVay is regarded as one of the five best coaches in the NFL. He didn't have his best night at the office. To run Kyron Williams right up the middle in that situation, when you have the best player in the National Football League in Puka Nacua, I don't understand that at all. But anytime the Rams lose, it's a good thing for this country.
Yes, and even it's an even better thing for St. Louis. Let me ask you about that crowd last night. Boy, I don't know if you saw, Frank, but there was a lot of red in
that
crowd.
Look, they said half, I'm going to say three quarters 49ers fans.
Music to my ears.
And you know what? That's about the fourth time that has happened. I mean, it's almost like the Rams don't have a home game. And when the 49ers play, it is so much red. I just love seeing it.
Yeah, it was nuts to see that. All right, looks like Jaden Daniels is going to go this weekend, so I had to change out my fantasy lineup. That's good news. We got baseball playoffs that have now all been settled. And let's go to that game last night. So I'm driving home from a Thomas Helbig event last night, listening. The Cubs are up 3-0 on the Padres. It's the ninth inning. There's a solo home run. And then some crazy stuff happens there, and the Padres had a chance to win that game.
Yeah, and it's a shame because I think everybody in St. Louis pulling for Mike Schilt in that situation. But you're right. It was on the platter for him. They just didn't deliver. I hope Mike Schilt's okay. I mean, that they spend a lot of money. They got a lot of talent. And it's a first-round exit again. We'll see what happens. Mark, what I think baseball-wise, though, is the story, is going to be this series of the NLDS with the Phillies and the Dodgers. I mean, you had the two MVP candidates in Schwarber and Ohtani. You had that massive payroll. You had those stars with Philadelphia like Bryce Harper. I mean, I normally think college football is the only way to go on a Saturday. I think this is going to be more intriguing than college football. This is going to be an unbelievable series.
I'm kind of curious, and I'm rooting for the crew. The Cubs and the Brewers series should be very interesting, I think.
I'm going to backtrack, Frank, to last Tuesday, because we haven't talked to you since Chaim Bloom was officially made the president of baseball operations and had his press conference. What was your overall takeaway from the initial words spoken by Bloom to fans?
Well, I thought he nailed the press conference, and I thought he was charismatic and dynamic and, you know, bringing up like Branch Rickey and Whitey Herzog, thanking John Mozeliak, putting the vision together for the future. But in the end, what people wanted to hear is we'll probably spend a little money and we'll do some immediate things, and you didn't get that. So I think the cynical Cardinal fan is thinking, well, we're not going to be any better, and they're not. What they have going for them is the fifth and the sixth pick in the Major League Baseball drafts, respectively, the last 2 years. And they have a guy who went to the postseason five times with a minuscule payroll with Tampa and is highly regarded in terms of scouting and developing. But look, it's a rebuild. I wish they'd just say the word. It's not an F word. It's an R word. Say the word, rebuild.
I mean, it's pretty obvious, right, at this point. Did we learn anything from two preseason games for the Blues this week?
You know, I liked what Coach Montgomery said yesterday. They were saying how preseason games don't matter. And he says, yeah, but I'd like to win some, okay? It's almost like these starting pitchers in Major League Baseball in spring training, they get rocked. All they can say is, well, I was working on some things. Well, last night they looked good, and there's no reason to worry about the Blues at all. Their first two lines are off the charts. They have a goaltender who's playing with the added incentive of, I got to play great to become the starting goaltender for Canada in the Olympic team. They have everything going for them, including one of the four or five best coaches in the league.
I got to ask you one more thing here real quick, Frank. There's rumors floating around that Albert Pujols is the lead candidate for the Angels' new manager position. You know, Chaim Bloom announced that Ali Marmol would be remaining here in 2026. How do you take this entire situation? I know some fans are saying, bring in Albert, bring in Yachty. You got Marmol staying for another year.
I don't get the Albert thing at all.
I don't either.
The Angels are pathetic. They haven't had a winning season since 2015. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2014. They finished dead last this year. And here's the big thing. A manager talks 162 times a year, four times a day. When Albert played here, he probably talked about 10 times. I don't know why he doesn't just enjoy going into the Hall of Fame and all of his money. But, you know, look, if he wants to do it, do it. I just don't think it's going to have a happy.
It is bizarre to me. By the way, another Cardinals news, Skip Schumacher looks like he might be the next manager of the Rangers.
Very deserving.
Yeah,
very
absolutely. Deserving. Frank, have a great, what are you on, 16 right now? 15, 16? What hole?
15, exactly.
See,
yes.
I knew it. Hey, have a great round. Enjoy.
Bye, buddy. Take care.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.